Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty dense, but really fascinating. It's based on an academic study you shared about reformational philosophy.
That's right.
Specifically looking at Dirk H.T.H. Vollenhoven and Hermann Dewey Weird and how Abraham Kuyper fits into it all. Our goal is basically to pull out the key stuff for you.
Exactly. And this study, it's interesting because it's unpublished, but yeah. It tries to show how Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird, their philosophies, might actually complement each other.
Okay.
Yeah. And it uses Kuyper's view of the Trinity as sort of the interpretive key.
Right. Kuyper, we should probably start there. He's the foundational figure, isn't he? Founder of the modern reformational tradition, the Vrije Universiteit.
Absolutely. The bedrock. His big thing was God's sovereignty. This idea that, you know, God's authority isn't just for Sunday mornings. It covers everything. All of life.
Politics, art, science, the whole deal.
The whole deal.
Right.
And he saw religion not just as belief, but as a covenant, a real relationship. This was his pushback against the Enlightenment, arguing for a full-orbed Christian worldview.
Okay. And the study pulls out specific themes from Kuyper based on the Trinity.
Yeah, three core ideas that really shaped Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird. First, the integrity of the individual. Everyone stands directly before God the Father, responsible to him.
So direct accountability, no escaping it.
Exactly. Okay. Second, the irreducible plurality of creation, society, the world. It's not just one blob. It has distinct parts or spheres under the sun, each with its own nature.
Like family, state, church. They're different, but all under Christ.
Precisely. Not collapsed into one another. And third, history isn't random. It has a purpose, a direction, and that's guided by the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Individual integrity, diverse reality, purposeful history. Those are the big Kuyperian pillars.
You got it.
So Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird pick these up. How do they run with them? Were they trying to make it more systematic?
That's a good way to put it. They were the ones who really tried to develop Kuyper's, maybe more visionary insights into coherent philosophical systems. They worked super closely at first.
Uh-huh. But then they diverged.
Yeah. Eventually, their paths took slightly different turns, focusing on related but distinct aspects.
Okay, so let's unpack that divergence a bit.
Yeah.
Where did Vollenhoven put his energy?
Vollenhoven got really interested in what he called the determinations of reality. Basically, the fundamental ways we can understand or categorize what exists.
The structures of reality itself?
Kind of, yeah. And he developed this unique problem historical method, digging through Western thought to find these recurring basic assumptions or ground types that shape philosophies.
Like philosophical DNA, almost.
Sort of. And do you weird? His focus was more on what he called the transcendental dimensions or modal aspects of experience.
Transcendental dimensions. What does that mean, practically?
Think of the basic ways we experience reality, like the numerical, the spatial, the logical, the ethical, the faith aspect. He saw these as fundamental, irreducible ways reality functions.
Okay, so different facets of how we encounter the world.
Right. And central to his thought was the supertemporal heart, the religious core of the human person, kind of above and directing all those dimensions.
The heart as the concentration point of our being.
Exactly. Connecting us to God beyond just time and space.
So Vollenhoven on the structure and history of ideas, Dewey Weird on the dimensions of experience and the human core, they sound pretty different. How does the study argue they're complementary?
Well, that's where Kuyper's Trinitarian vision comes back in, particularly this concept of perichoresis.
Perichoresis, big word.
Huh, yeah, it's a theological term, basically describing how the persons of the Trinity relate distinct, yet intimately interconnected, mutually indwelling.
Okay, like a dynamic harmony.
Exactly. So the study suggests that Vollenhoven's focus on the distinct structures and Dewey Weird's focus on the interconnected dimensions and the unifying heart. They aren't contradictory. They might actually be showing us different peritheretically related facets of the same God-created reality.
Ah, I see. Two sides of the same coin viewed through that Trinitarian lens. That's clever.
It's a compelling way to read them together, yeah.
Did everyone buy into this back then? I imagine ideas this different face some pushback.
Oh, absolutely. Huge challenges, especially from more traditional reformed scholastic circles. They worried Vollenhoven and Dewey Weird were messing with established doctrine.
Like what specifically?
Well, Vollenhoven's view on the soul, for instance, caused a major stir. Questions about its nature, immortality. It hit some core theological nerves. It wasn't just abstract philosophy. It had real theological implications people debated fiercely.
Right. These weren't just academic games.
Definitely not.
So wrapping this up then, what's the big idea for listeners to chew on from this deep dive?
I think it's this picture of reality as, well, simultaneously ordered by God, incredibly diverse and deeply interconnected. It pushes against viewing the world as just random or reducing everything to one single principle.
It respects the complexity.
Exactly, the complexity and the integrity of creation in all its facets.
Okay, so here's a thought to leave you with. How does this vision God-ordered, yet diverse and connected, challenge maybe our standard modern ideas about, say, individual autonomy or how society should work? What changes if we really see every single square inch, as Kuiper might say, as under God's sovereignty? Something to think about. Thanks for joining our deep dive.